And let's talk about another government plan now, because the Minister for Health will today seek government approval to introduce a minimum unit price for alcohol. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehán is on the line. Micheál, what's being proposed?
What's being proposed is that they would have a minimum unit price per gram of 10 cent, which would mean in real terms that things like a bottle of Chardonnay would cost at least €7.75, or a can of beer would be €1.32. So selling below that would no longer be possible. I suppose the government has faced criticism in recent weeks when this idea was discussed again recently, because it has been discussed many times over the last number of years. But retailers worried in particular that if there wasn't a similar regime in Northern Ireland, then that could lead to ultimately a shortfall for the Exchequer, because people would purchase alcohol there. The government look likely that they will proceed, because they say the indications coming from Northern Ireland are that it mightn't happen there until possibly 2023. And for public health reasons, Stephen Donnelly and the Minister of State, Frank Feehan, thinks it's best to press ahead with it quickly here.
Talking about Stephen Donnelly, can we look at the vaccination programme? The HSE has now given its revised advice to the government. What, if anything, is likely to change?
Well, the core advice, I suppose, around public health and the risk factors when it comes to COVID-19 remains the same, and that is that it is age primarily is the greatest one. So on that basis, the vaccination rollout programme is going to continue by vaccinating older people first. So some possibilities politically, it was felt certainly in the latter part of last week that perhaps you could have parallel vaccinations, that is the group in their 50s and the group in their 40s possibly receiving the vaccine at the same time. That doesn't look like it's going to happen now, and there would be an expectation that you would have a discussion at Cabinet today arising from that advice from the HSE yesterday, although that's not confirmed. I suppose what it does raise then is the likelihood now that people in their 40s could receive either the AstraZeneca vaccine or the Johnson & Johnson one, because the bulk particularly of the Johnson & Johnson vaccines, they would be arriving possibly around that period when people in their 40s may expect to be getting the vaccine. I suppose there is a way of allowing for that despite the NIAC advice, because it did say that if there wasn't any alternatives available, that those vaccines could be administered to people under 50.
Micheál, thank you for that.